This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Prosecutors in the Derek Chauvin trial acknowledged how the murder of George Floyd at the hands of the former Minneapolis officer triggered a worldwide movement and raised awareness. But as AP's Jackie Quinn reports, there are those who say there's still more that needs to be done.
After former officer Derek Chauvin was found guilty,
we are able to breathe again.
George Floyd's brother, Philonis Floyd, outside the courthouse, says this black man's killing was different than others because it was caught on camera. Other family members celebrated in Houston, as heard on KTRK-TV. Back in Minneapolis, the Reverend Al Sharpton says there's more work to do.
We still have cases to fight. But this gives us the energy to fight on.
At George Floyd Square in Minneapolis, as images of Derek Chauvin being handcuffed and led away played out on TVs, President Biden addressed the historic case.
It was a murder in the full light of day, and it ripped the blinders off.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
And the judge in the trial gave an 8-week timeline for when Chauvin would be sentenced. He denied bail, and Chauvin was taken into custody immediately after the guilty verdicts were read. U.S. State Department spokesman Ed Price said on Tuesday that Washington wants to see a transition in Chad that is consistent with its constitution after the death of the president, Idris Deby, Monday. His son has been named interim president by a transitional council of military officers. There's still lots of mystery surrounding Deby's death. The military only says that he was killed while battling rebels in the north, but circumstances of his death remain murky. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.